The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
What has been trending online this week? I'm delighted to be joined here in our Republic of Work studio by Red FM presenter Emer Hallin. Hello, Emer.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. The sun is not shining just yet, but we are told it is making a return today.
Yes. Well, hopefully. Unfortunately, though, the weekend isn't looking so good and the marathon is on this weekend.
And you're doing the marathon.
I decided 3 weeks ago. I ran 10K on the treadmill and I said, that's torture. That's literally torture. So I said, well, if I can run 10K on the treadmill, surely I can add another 32.
Yeah, now, there's probably people who run marathons professionally going, what are you doing? Yeah, please don't do that yourself. You do come from good marathon stock, though.
Yes. Like my dad now, he's run so many ultras, so many full marathons. And I rang him after that 10K and I said, here, John, do you think I'm crazy now to think that I could do the marathon in 3 weeks? He was like, No, I'd actually say no. If you can run a half this weekend, you'll be well able, Emer. So I went out on the Saturday. That was the Thursday. Went out, ran a half on the Saturday. And he said, oh, sure, you'll be grand. So, I mean, if you can run half, you can run two halves. And I said, do you know what, John? Say less. So he's going to run the second half with me. He's actually doing the half, but he's decided he's going to turn around, run towards me, and we'll run the second half together.
Isn't that good parenting?
Yes, excellent. He's a fabulous
good man
my John.
Like to hear that. Right, let's talk about what's been hitting the weird and the wonderful headlines this week. Love Island, that means that I won't get to see anything on the TV from
as
9 to 10 o'clock for the rest of forever. It seems to go on forever. But we do have a bit of native interest in it this year.
We do. So the new series is kicking off on Monday and the full starting lineup has been announced. And there is one confirmed Irish contestant. So it's Sean Fitzy Fitzgerald. He's from Galway. He's actually a TikToker. So he's got 102,000 followers over on TikTok. But the big thing is he is after leaving the senior Galway football panel to go on the show.
He's also dyed his hair. That was the first thing that I spotted.
He's had that for a little while.
Has he?
Yeah. So he's had the blonde now for a little while, but he really went peroxide. He went for a fresh scalp bleach anyway to go into the villa, I'd say.
Now, to do this, I mean, yes. Look, he's as fit as a butcher's dog. That's the most obvious thing. Isn't that the qualification to get onto Love Island?
Yes, but he also posted a Love Island audition back in February. He put it up on his TikTok and it's gone completely viral since he's been announced because it's quite out there. I'll be honest with you now. He's doing some crazy things and he's kind of said to Love Island, cast me, really? Do you know?
Yeah. Some people might look at that and go, that's a cry for help, clearly. Yeah. But he really wanted this.
He really wanted this. So he put out the audition in February, put it up on his TikTok. He has now been confirmed and people are excited. People seem to be saying, you know, we love to see a bit of Irish. And there is another rumoured Irish contestant who is Charlene Murphy. She's kind of been rumoured on and off for the last couple of years. She's got 380,000 followers over on Instagram alone. And there's speculation she will be the first bombshell.
So this is what we have to listen out for. Have a this is a little bit of what we're getting used to. First time in San Juan, okay, so tell me now, I'm recognizing this because I've seen this on my phone. And I don't know what it is. What is this?
So this is an AI song. I'm sure this took
AI.
Many tokens to make. I literally wrote it down. I was like, thank you, Jess.
We should bring
this cost loads of tokens.
This crossover with Jess Kelly's item.
Yeah, literally. So this is an AI song. It's essentially a tourism anthem. And it has gone incredibly viral. It actually has a top 10 spot on the iTunes charts, as well as 3 million Spotify streams. So the creator of the song, SaxboyBilly18, that is his TikTok if you want to go and see it. He actually makes these for loads of locations like Mexico City, London, Glasgow. And I actually watched and interviewed him and he's written all the lyrics himself. He puts it into some kind of AI generator and they create the song around his lyrics. So he goes to these places, writes his little notes about what he likes about the area.
But that's not a real person singing if that is a computer.
No, that is AI. And I'm sure it costs many tokens. Look at me, I've got all the lingo now, thanks to Jess.
But he's got, what you do, I've seen this on Instagram. That's when I've seen this, for the record, this is the only thing apart from Love Island on your list that
yes.
I actually know
about.
Well, you see,
Jonathan, you've seen this on Reels, whereas everyone else saw this on TikTok about 4 weeks ago. You know what I mean?
Too old for TikTok. What is OK Wow? That's another one.
Oh, I'm so excited for this. So OK Wow is the trend this week. It's blowing up and it's sweeping the internet. So essentially people are brushing up on their acting skills, and they're saying, okay, wow, in four different emotions. Now, we're going to give this a go. You know, F1 driver Pierre Gasly has done his take on it, the Jonas Brothers, but you and me, we're going to do it. So all we have to do is say, okay, wow. So our first emotion is surprised. So
I have to do this.
You have to do this. So I'll go first, right? So okay. We're surprised. Okay, wow.
Right, okay, wow.
That's your surprised. Ah, stop that, it.
That's my largely indifferent. Yeah. What's the next one?
Disappointed. So, okay. Oh, okay. Wow.
Now, I see I can do this one because this my children will be familiar with. Okay, wow.
Okay, sarcastic. Okay, okay, wow.
Like.
Wow.
But in Cork, we'd add a like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then the last one is flirty. Jonathan, I tell you, you'll be brilliant at this one. You're going to be so good at this one.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to lean in. Okay, wow.
Oh my God. Okay, wow. That's my supportive. Right back at you.
So this is basically people wasting their time saying okay, wow in different
exactly.
ways.
Exactly. I'm going viral for it. We love to see it.
And the Jonas Brothers are as brilliantly as Alex has written down on the brief, the Jones Brothers, which I'd like to meet Jones
Keep
Brothers.
Keep it up with the Joneses.
Yeah. And as Formula One driver. So we're going to see a lot more of this nonsense before it's finished, I presume.
I'm making my husband do it with me later on. Yeah. Yeah. So Jack, if you're listening, get ready.
I have seen some videos of the enhanced games in a very small swimming pool.
Yes.
I mean, I'm used to seeing Olympic sized swimming pools and, you know, 10 swimmers in a row. They had four swimmers in a row.
Yeah.
And the video I was watching was claiming that one person was using wake vortexes to ruin others. It's just a load of outtosh.
You know,
isn't it?
Essentially the enhanced games, the build up to it, they were implying they were going to be breaking nearly every world record they were going for. All these athletes could take whatever they want. And obviously the substances that they would be taking are illegal in mainstream events like the Olympics, World Championships. They would not be allowed to take them. They were allowed to take absolutely everything. The build-up, it was on in Vegas. They were giving $1 million to everyone who broke a world record. The buzz was everywhere. We were thinking, everybody's going to be breaking world records. This is crazy. Now, obviously, they wouldn't stand. But the reality of the event was that there was only one world record broken.
They were all a bit crap.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was only broken by 0.07 seconds. It was the 50-meter freestyle in swimming. And it was Greek athlete Christian Gikalomavev. Excuse my Greek.
Good work.
But he's actually the one athlete who went and broke a record.
And the guy who came first said afterwards, I didn't take anything.
Yeah.
And I still came first.
He was kind of like, embarrassing. Yeah. Embarrassing. And then as well, I think the person who went the most viral before the games is an American sprinter called Fred Curley. He was chatting, saying, Usain, I'm going to beat your 100-meter sprint record. And at the enhanced games, he did come first. So he won $250,000 prize money. So he ran in 9.97 seconds. He said he ran a clean race, but the reality of this time is that he would have only placed him last at the Paris Olympics 2 years ago, where he actually ran at 9.81 and he won the bronze for Team USA.
So yeah, enhanced, but not by
a
much.
A monumental flop.
100%.
Yeah.
I love this. We played a little bit of this guy, Christo Fernandez, and I was trying to work out which character in Ted Lasso was. When he started speaking, I realised straight away it was the South American footballer.
Yeah.
But his dream has come true.
I love this. This is so lovely. So he's gone and gotten himself a 2 month trial with a professional soccer team in the US. He is signed for El Paso Locomotive FC. So it's actually a lovely story because he grew up playing soccer, but at the age of 15, he had to give it up because he was just absolutely riddled with injuries. So 20 years later, he is not only an actor, he got his big break obviously in Ted Lasso, but he is now a professional soccer player too. So he's come out and said, you know, football has always been a huge part of my life and identity, and no matter where life has taken me, the dream of competing professionally has truly never left me. This journey back to professional soccer is about believing in yourself, taking risks and continuing to chase your dreams no matter how unexpected the path may be. Maybe I'm just crazy man with crazy dreams, so being here with the local goes actually makes perfect sense for me.
I really hope they write it in.
Isn't that the cutest thing ever?
It's such a wonderful story. What isn't the cutest thing ever is the Ferrari, the electric Ferrari, €550,000. And brilliantly, if you look at it from the side, it looks like a Nissan Leaf.
In the blue colour. In the blue colour specifically, they are identical. And 515,000 euro cheaper than Nissan Leaf. So, you know, pocket change, Jonathan.
If you are driving a Nissan Leaf right now, you could be driving a Ferrari.
Exactly. Now, obviously, there's been really mixed reactions to this online. And the biggest, I suppose, indicator of how much backlash they have received is the fact that Ferrari's share prices since the launch of the car are down 8%. So, yeah, it's not been great. Now, the Pope got to get in at first. Fair play to him.
I mean, it needs prayers, you by know? The sound of it. It really
literally
does.
Thoughts and prayers, Ferrari. Thoughts and prayers.
Eimear, we leave it there. Red FM presenter, Eimear Hallin. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.